As Veterans Day approaches this coming Wednesday, we are inspired to reflect on the sacrifices that the few made to protect the many. Those sacrifices bring with them a weight which requires really never-ending honor and respect for all who committed themselves to duty and to country. Our first guest this week has been the leading force starting all the way back in 2008 to create a new means by which to provide just and due honor to our veterans as their time on this earth comes to its close. The dream of his and others is actually going to become a reality on November 15th as the Northern New Jersey Veterans Memorial Cemetery will be officially dedicated and opened. Here to share the significance of this event, a little review of the path that was followed to get to this day from Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1002, Wallkill Valley's John Harrigan. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you.
And the website where you can find out more about the chapter and about the Northern New Jersey Veterans Memorial Cemetery is vva1002.org. That's the VVA, the number is 1002.org. And it's also a means by which you can still help the cause because even though, John, the deed is done, it is much like any business. Once the doors are open, there are going to be regular costs and expenses. So this does not mean the end for public support.
Yes, we're still going to have to maintain it and keep it running. And with the cemetery itself, it's, with the sale of the graves, we'll be able to do that too. But we could always use some extra income as we like to put up columbariums and, flagpoles and things like that.
So I mentioned there's going to be an official dedication ceremony on November 15th. Give us a little preview. What's going to be happening at the grounds that day?
Well, at 11 a.m., we're going to have a ceremony. We have some speakers coming in, local politicians, our state senator, congressman, they'll be coming also. We'll be burying the ashes of American flags that the Sussex County Municipal Authority had disposed of over at Abbey Glen Cemetery.
Right.
We'll be burying them at the flagpole that we have up now because we have a 40-foot flagpole on the property. And this will be the ceremonial first burial, really.
Yeah, I can imagine because with the number of veterans, who were cremated and their survivors have their ashes or they're interred somewhere else, you probably had a flood of requests wanting their departed to be the first.
That's why everyone, it is kind of strange, let me be the first one to bury Uncle Bill or somebody.
Right.
But the easiest thing to do was I thought, and I called Rini Casapulo over at the Sussex Municipal Authority and told her the easiest thing for us to do is to bury the flag. So she has made a box for it. We'll be putting the box in. And that'll be the ceremonial first thing. And then within a week or two, we hope to open it for the regular cremains.
So with John Harrigan, who's been the driving force between the creation and now the realization of the Northern New Jersey Veterans Memorial Cemetery, which is located on Route 94, just before Sussex County Votech in Sparta. They have their dedication and opening on November 15th. You can learn more at vva1002.org. That's the website for the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1002 in Wallkill Valley, which John is one of the leaders of and has been the driving force, as I said, behind the cemetery becoming a reality, vva1002.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. What was the experience like? Because, as I said, this whole thing started as you were visiting another cemetery up in New York State back in 2008. Did you ever imagine this project would entail every nuance and every needle in a haystack, basically, that it wound up entailing?
I had never imagined what it entailed. Just getting talking to the state cemetery board, which was fantastic, and helping and telling me what exactly I had to do. And to me, it was just we could go in, cut down trees, and you could bury people. It doesn't work like that. You have to get permits, and you have to make sure everything's leveled, even drainage. You have to make sure you have drainage for the cemetery. So what's involved is unbelievable. But thank God it all came together.
Do you think that a project like this, because we've talked over the years, really since the inception of your vision, now the reality, how there is a shortage, and the greatest generation, as they were called, I guess, by Tom Brokaw, at least in the title of the book, and really by anyone's heart, they're certainly the greatest generation, all who have served, they're passing away at a more rapid rate. So veteran cemeteries are certainly the ones already in existence are near or at capacity, and the need is certainly going to grow for respectful burial grounds. Do you think that what you've accomplished here is going to be something that other people are going to want to look at and say, okay, what was your path? What did you do? Teach us how to do what you just did so we can do it.
As a matter of fact, that I think once, you know, other people see it and see that it's a not-for-profit veteran cemetery, and it's basically run by veterans for veterans, it's the same rules and regulations that we have at the state cemetery, veteran cemeteries, or the national cemeteries. And I think once people see what happened and what it entailed, they could follow the example and start one themselves and have it work out.
And when you look at, and you can see over at VVA1002.org, there's a document you can download as far as for internments of whatever your need happens to be. Not going price by price, detail by detail, John, but by and large, how did you want to structure things compared to a burial at a non-veteran cemetery? Because, you know, it's a business, as you said, and, you know, as hard and maybe as cold as that sounds to some people. But how tough was it to make it an affordable option and opportunity for families of veterans?
That was the hard part. If we could have, we would have made it free. But, you know, that was impossible, as with the state law that was passed in 1991, that 15% of each internment has to be put into a perpetual maintenance fund. And even if we gave them away, we would have to have a price list, and 15% of that price list or that cost would have to go into a fund, and we just couldn't afford that. So that's why we had a charge, and we're trying to keep it as reasonable as possible and make sure we can still maintain it and operate.
And again, you can download the brochure over VVA1002.org and find out more details about that. This will be something that people, veterans who are passing away, and can people have their veterans, loved ones' remains reinterned at the Northern New Jersey Veterans Memorial Cemetery?
Yes, I've gotten calls. Gosh, since it was first in the paper and first on the radio here with yourself, and people have called and asked about, you know, when is it going to be ready? How about now? And the hardest part was telling them, we're getting there. Mm-hmm. And thank God I have been able to get the engineer, the attorney, the surveyor, and the excavator, all at no cost to the cemetery itself. That was a big part.
Oh, without a doubt, wrapping up our time with John Harrigan from Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1002, Walk Hill Valley, talking about the Northern New Jersey Veterans Memorial Cemetery, which you can learn more in details about and still lend your support because that is needed, although now that they are open and or will be open on November 15th with a special ceremony of which you are all invited to attend and to show your respect on that day as well as Veterans Day. For Fallen Heroes, you can learn more at VVA1002.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. It's all theory, obviously, until you start everything, but generally, what's the capacity for the cemetery?
Right now, in the first section that we've completed, it's roughly about 1,800 graves, and in the second section, it's over 6,000. But the total capacity of the whole thing, once it's combined and cleared, it should be about, 15,000 grave sites.
And once again, for more information, and it's all at this one website, VVA1002.org. That's the website for the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1002, Walk Hill Valley. You can download the brochure. You can see some of the photos of the grounds, the progress of the project, some of the background, some of the stories. And if you can, please make the effort to come on out to the grounds on November 15th. It's on Route 94, just by Sussex Votech in Sparta. And it's another way above and beyond Veterans Day, which is during the week, I know, and most of us have to work, and it just doesn't work out with our schedules, although spiritually and emotionally, I hope you'll be remembering the fallen and the survivors on that day. But then on November 15th, we'll give you another shot, another opportunity to say thank you, pay proper respect, and to see how a dream can become a reality, in this case, the Northern New Jersey Veterans Memorial Cemetery. with the driving force since 2008. He brought it in, and he's taken his victory lap. There's still work to do because it is now an ongoing operation as opposed to a soon-to-be-ongoing operation. John Harrigan, congratulations. You've done your brothers proud as far as those in the military, and you've inspired others to help remember those who have sacrificed and who are still with us, fortunately, but too many are leaving us, and now they have a proper, respectful grounds for their internment. Thanks for all that you're doing for being here this morning.
Thank you very much, Christian. Just one other thing I want to say. If anybody is coming, Sussex Votech offered us their parking lot, and they will be using the buses to take people over to the cemetery and back and forth. So thank you again for this opportunity.